Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Good afternoon, and to God be the glory, for he is worthy to be praised. So praise God, for we are all God's children. Amen. I pray that you had a joyful, a productive, an amazing, blessed week, as well as weekend. God is truly good all the time. He is truly the source of our strength. He is always ready to welcome us back when we fall. He is our ever-present help in every situation. One thing we all should know, that when we are in trouble, praying to God will always be our best choice. In fact, that's the only choice. Because God doesn't want us to live a stressed out and overwhelmed life. Just remember, this is our year of completion. Today is June the 27th. 2016, and my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host, together with my gifted and awesome husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic Blog Talk radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, which airs every Monday afternoon from 3:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and is sponsored by our God-appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired Blog Talk Radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order that you will become victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Just know that God sits high and looks low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word on a daily basis. Just trust God. If he said it, he will do it. Praise God. Now, you have turned into our anointed Blog Talk radio program, again entitled Come Together for Change. I certainly want to welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and all our devoted partners since we have been on the air in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. We truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you today, straight from heaven. Now, before you grab your Bible, or your pen, or your notepad, why don't you bless someone that you really care about? Tweet them, text them, call them, or even if you have to run next door and tell them that Come Together for Change is on the air right now. And not just now, but every Monday afternoon, from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All you have to do is dial 646-200-0578. Again, the number is 646-200-0578 while we are broadcasting right now for the next 30 minutes. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God. Our inspiration for this week is, did you know favor is looking for you. Yes, favor is looking for you. God is not waiting to bless you. He has already blessed you. There is favor with your name on it. Healing with your name on it. Praise God. Health with your name on it. Promotion with your name on it. Finances with your name on it. Joy is already belongs to you. It already does. When you start believing that it is yours, then you will receive the good things God has in store just for you. Stir up your faith and take hold of what belongs to you. Remember, God is on your side, and he desires only good things for you. God's favor is opening up new doors of opportunity for you. Get ready to receive them all. Favor's looking for you. Just believe God has already done what he is going to do. Now he is waiting on you. Ignite your faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus and receive your blessings today. Amen. Our topic for today is, can you wait on the Lord? That is a question. In your mind somewhere, you need to answer that question. Can you wait on the Lord? The main scripture for our message today is coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 31st verse. And it reads as follows. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. So now it is time to receive your special blessing from God for this week. It gives me, certainly gives me a great pleasure as well as an honor to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing, beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic senior chaplain elder, Hudson W. Griffith, a man after God's own heart, a man that never moves unless it is from the almighty unction of God and loves the Lord with his whole heart, mind, and soul. I bring to you senior chaplain elder, Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another day. It's wonderful to know that Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen, amen.
It's wonderful to know because once he is alive, you can talk to him. You can communicate with him. You can speak to him. You can say things to him. And you know that once you pray to him, he will answer your prayer. Once you talk to him, you've got to have the faith to believe that once you ask him for things, once you say things unto him, he will respond to you. So you don't have to be afraid of the circumstances. Right around the world today, there's chaos, there's confusion, there's havoc. In the political circles, there's chaos, there's havoc. But we know that our God will supply all our needs. We know that our God will perform what is best for us. So we don't have to be afraid. But I want to challenge you this evening to wait patiently on the Lord, because it's important. If you learn to wait on God, he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Very often, we are impatient, but in life we have to learn to be patient and to wait for the success of things. Because let's look at it this way. You've got to learn to wait on exam results. You can't hurry them. They will come back when in due time. It may not be right away. You may be looking to get the results right away, but they don't come right away. So you've got to learn to be patient, all right? And you've got to learn, you may be waiting on test results from the doctor, and they don't come back right away, but they come in the fullness of time, and when they come, they may not be what you want, but you have got to wait on them, all right? You've got to learn to wait on things. For instance, you cannot hurry the birth of a baby. It takes whole 9 months before that baby will be ready to come out. And you have got to learn to wait. And we today are always in a hurry. We today have no patience. We today live in a fast food world. We want things quickly. We don't even want to cook. We want to just go and get it right away, because the food in the fast food, you will get it in a fast food restaurant, you will get it right away. But you've got to learn to wait, because if you ask God for something, He may not give it to you right away, because He knows that the timing is important. He knows that the timing is important, so you got to learn to wait. I see in James chapter 1, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Right? Okay, so we're going to learn to be patient. Things don't always happen in the time we want them to. All right? You know, for instance, there's not a lot of vegetation here in Las Vegas, but if you have been planting seeds to reap tomatoes or to reap pears or to reap carrots or to reap beets, you have got to plant the seeds in the ground, and you've got to learn to wait. You've got to water them. You've got to be able to prepare them, but it's going to take some time before those seeds break forth into fruit. So you've got to learn to wait. The biggest problem in the world today is people learning to be patient, because when we're not patient, we cannot see God doing things for us. When we're not patient, things don't come right away. I know that lots of us are waiting for God to do something for you. You may be today waiting for God to do something for you. You've asked Him for something, and you're waiting for Him. But you have got to learn to wait on the Lord with a true heart. You've got to learn to wait on the Lord faithfully. You've got to learn to recognize that your anxiety cannot cause God to win, to give you whatever it is you're waiting on. I'll say that slowly so that you get it. Your anxiety does not cause God to move. Therefore, you've got to learn to wait on the Lord. And I think it is in Psalm. There's Psalm chapter 40, verse 1 to verse 6. And we hear the psalmist David speaking there, and my wife is going to read it for us. Yeah.
Okay. Psalms
40.
41 through 6, and it reads as follows. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord God. Blessed that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies."
All right. You hear that? It's very important. Here we see the psalmist David say, "I waited patiently on the Lord." I'm sure that some of you may be waiting on a job, but you are anxious and you're calling the people every day and annoying them, and they don't like that, and they may not get the job because it's up to them. You have got to realize that you don't have the final say in whether you get that job. The people who are giving you the job, they have the priority, and therefore they have to decide whether you will get that job or not. All right? then there is election results. Here we have just had some results in an election in London, and they have voted to leave the European Common Market. And some people thought it was not a good thing, and some people thought it was a good thing. But the point is that the results prove that the majority of the people wanted to leave the common market, all right? And there are lots of things in life you have to wait on. And I want to tell you today that your waiting will determine how faithful you are. All right, because it's like even in a marriage, even in a relationship, you may ask a young lady to marry you, and she may be delaying. But if you love her, you'll wait on her and see what and when she will come with the results. So I'm saying to you today that you have got to learn to wait upon the Lord. Why have you got to wait upon the Lord? Because if you trust God, you know that He will supply your needs. Whatever your need, you know He will supply. Whatever the situation, you know that He will work it out. Because very often when we can't trust God and we're anxious, we find ourselves in difficulties. We try to make things happen. But your anxiety, as I said before, cannot cause God to move. But it is your patience in waiting on Him. Because as the psalmist said, he waited patiently on the Lord. All right? And then we recognize that there is value in waiting, not trying to hurry things along. Very often, even on the roads today, we find people in a hurry to get someplace, and they get into an accident and have to wait for months to recover from the damage that was done to them and the vehicle. So you see, you have got to learn to wait. You have got to learn to be patient. You have got to learn to trust God. In Romans chapter 5, verse 3-5, we hear some very encouraging words.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Okay, you hear that, all right? That patience worketh experience. Now, very often, you don't want to wait, but you have got to trust God. God allows things to happen to delay us so that we will see whether or not we are patient. We will see whether or not we can trust God. We will see whether or not we can reach out to Him, and we can be happy. We can be joyful, because regardless of the circumstances, you've got to learn to wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord to renew their strength. Do you want to renew your strength today? Do you want to see God working things out for you? Well, you need to wait on Him. Don't let your anxiety push you to do things that you will regret later. Don't let your anxiety cause you to be in a situation that you will be sorry for. So come on, I want to encourage you. You've asked God to deliver you from drugs, from the alcohol, from smoking. You've asked God to deliver you from things, but you see, it's not happening right away. Well, you got to trust God, and you got to learn to wait on the Lord, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength can only be renewed when you have asked God in faith, believing, because in James it says quite clearly, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have a perfect way. Patience can only have a perfect way. wanting nothing if you are willing to trust God to work things out for you. You've been asking God for that job, and you haven't seen it come to pass. God knows what's best for you, and even though you didn't get that job, there's another one coming, and God will provide for you, right? He wants you to trust him. He wants you to put aside your fears. He wants you to put aside your difficulties. And the devil is trying to tell you that it is not going to happen. But if God says it's going to happen, it will happen. Because God is not a man that can lie, or the son of man that he can repent. Have he said it, shall he not do it? Have he said it, shall he not bring it to pass? So God is not going to put you down. You have got to be able to trust him. The just shall live by faith. So you've got to learn to live by faith. To learn to trust him and to hold on to his promises regardless of what the circumstances may show. The circumstances may show delay, but delay is not denial. God has not denied himself in giving you what you want. It is just that it may take a little time, because he knows in the fullness of time what is best for you, because he knows that you your anxiety may cause you to get into trouble, just like that person coming down the road in a car, and they're late for work, and they are hustling, and they get into an accident. So you see that there are consequences for not waiting. There are consequences for not understanding how to be patient. There are consequences when you are willing to go ahead without waiting on the Lord, because you say, well, I've been waiting in God for this job. I've been waiting on God for a partner. I've been waiting on God, and I don't see him doing anything, so I'm going to go forward and do it myself. Oh, no. You need to trust God in every situation. You need to trust God and know that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So if you walk uprightly in patience, God will supply your needs. The Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Can you believe the word? Can you trust God? Can you open your eyes and look to heaven and say, Lord, I thank you, regardless of how long it takes? Are you willing to put your trust in God and see him do the impossible, to see him do the miracle in your life? You may be waiting on God for a miracle of healing, and it may not happen right away, but God shall supply your need for healing. Your need for healing is going to come forth. You may be waiting on money to do something, to buy a house or buy a car, and it may seem as though it's taking a long time, but I want to encourage you today to really trust God. I want to encourage you to remain in the same place and not to be walking around looking to see what is happening. You just need to thank God. You just need to open your eyes and thank God for what he's given you. You need to know that he will supply all your needs. And if he says so, he is going to do it. So don't be worried. Don't be impatient. Just trust him and know that he will work things out for you. The word in James chapter 5 verse 7 says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. I want to let you know that that you have got to wait. Even if you plant a seed, you have to wait to see it come forth. So you have to learn to put your trust in God. And once you put your trust in God, He will work it out for you. And I'm sure that your children, if you promise them a bicycle for Christmas, you know that they will walk around and tell everybody, my daddy is giving me a bicycle for Christmas. So you know that you have got to get it going for them. You know that they are looking forward because they believe. And if ever your child believes and tells everybody he's getting a bicycle for Christmas, why can't you believe God and be able to confess that He is going to supply all your needs? Because that's what the Word says, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God wants you to know that you don't have to be afraid. God wants you to know that He will supply. And what He said so, He will supply. So I want you to trust Him. Regardless of the situation, God will deliver you. God is able to set you free. God is able to put things in place for you, but you have to trust Him. Are you willing to trust Him? Are you willing to wait patiently on the Lord? Are you willing to put your faith in Him and to know that He is sorting things out? Right now, He's sorting things out. You may not see it right away, but right now, I want to say to you, trust in the Lord with all your heart. A little out of the old understanding. So come on now. You wait patiently on the Lord and He will supply all your needs. So you've got to be able to trust it. You know, wait upon the Lord. They shall be able to renew their strength. Do you want your strength renewed? Because when you get impatient, you get angry. When you get impatient, you can't seem to wait patiently. When you become impatient, you can't wait upon the Lord. And I'm saying to you this evening, God is testing your faith. Can you trust Him? Can you wait to see Him work it out for you? This is time for you to wait. This is a time for action. But God is going to provide. God is going to supply. God is going to do what has to be done. So let there be an understanding of patience. Let patience have its perfect way, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. As you wait for the Lord, He is going to work things out for you. I want to pray with you this evening that whatever you are waiting on, that you will see God work things out. I want to pray for you that whatever your lead, freedom from drugs, from freedom from alcohol, freedom from nicotine, whatever it is, freedom from a bad temper, you've got to wait and trust God. And what you ask Him, He's going to work it out. So I'm going to pray for you now that God will give you the strength to be able to overcome your impatience. I want to pray for you that God will help you to be able to wait on Him. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of those who are listening, those who have had problems in waiting, those who have had problems in being patient, those who have had problems, Lord Jesus, in trusting you, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, to commit their ways unto you, Lord. Trust also in you and know that you will be supplied. Lord, I just want to thank you for working it out. Regardless of the circumstances, you are able to do it. Grant them the strength and the courage to be overcomers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That was amazing. Straight from heaven. Amen. Well, friends, this is all the time that we do have for now. We thank you for listening to our radio broadcast. Come together for change. We pray that you're with the wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. So get excited as you begin to digest your spiritual food for this week, as your blessings begin to shower you with God's greatness. In my closing, do drop us a line as others have done so, and let us know how you are receiving our program. Our mailing address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553. Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith, 2010@AOL.com. And if you're in need of prayer or counseling or have a question about anything you heard today, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin at 702-454-5717. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful and blessed week this week. Jesus is waiting on you. Can you wait on the Lord?
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. We are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.